they really want you to find who you are as an artist. And personality is very important, not trying to reproduce something else, but just being yourself. So it's a six weeks program, and you get to study with different teachers. It's not only one teacher for the whole time. So you basically get a variety of ideas, technique, and you can pick and choose what works for you, which is very, it's a little unusual, but I think it's very special.
What's something that's worked for you?
That worked for me. Wow, there's, well, so many things. It's hard to pick one. But I think I was in the chamber music program last summer, and we had different coaches, and they had different approach to chamber music. And, you know, it could vary. Does it start from the first violin, and then he kind of leads everything? Or does it start from the bass, and the bass kind of leads everything? For me, of course, I'm a cellist, so I prefer the bass approach. But that's one
fair.
Of the example that you get to choose what works for you, but you have the opportunity to get to be in contact with all those different approaches. So it's a very special thing about the Heifetz Institute. And also, they have amazing faculty that you don't really get anywhere else, especially the number of teachers that just come to the Institute, and you get to work with them and just sit with them, see them just talk with each other. And it's very special. You don't only see them performing, but you really see them in everyday life, which is very inspiring.
And you came to the Institute, which is in Virginia, in Staunton, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And now we should all break into Shenandoah, but that's certainly what we all think of. But you came from Montreal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And June, tell us where you came from.
I am from Seoul, South Korea.
And yes. What are some of the things, what brought you to the Heifetz?
Well, last summer was my third time at Heifetz, actually. And then before then, I went 2 years consecutively, 2007 or 2008, but basically around a decade ago. The reason why I came back was because of the communications class. And 2007 summer was the summer when I was sure, and I got another passion besides music, which is acting. And Heifetz Institute totally kind of stirred up the fire in my heart. And I had forgotten about that for about 10 years. And then I remembered how I loved to perform and how I loved to find freedom on stage. And it was sort of a period where I couldn't really find that with instrument. So I explored the other areas of the art because I know the art is where I wanted to be. And I got into acting again, and I remembered, oh, this was another alluring passion of mine. And I decided to kind of, I traced back to see where it came from, and then Heifetz Institute was right there. And I decided to come back, and I graciously got into the same program as Noemi did, string quartet program. And it was another amazing, is the lack of word, revitalizing experience to find freedom while intimately sharing with very small group of people who are from very different backgrounds and surroundings, but yet we had to find and we could connect within the realm of art. And it was, for me, a combination of acting and performing music on stage. And I gotta say, I can't lie, I'm constantly drawn to the Heifetz Institute. I feel home there and feel like they understand me as an artist.
What a lovely thing to say. Do you have that feeling too, Noemi? Not to put you on the spot, but...
No, definitely. I mean, it was my first summer last summer. So for me, it was more of a discovery than kind of a going back home feeling. But definitely, since I've been on tour, it's my second tour already, and I definitely feel the same. Just also they teach you how to present yourself and just be one as a performer rather than just playing the instrument, which is, that is very special. And yeah, I mean, I always feel welcome, and it's very heartwarming to be back. Yeah.
You know, the music, the Institute, When I really look at the website, it's very much reflective of what both of you have shared so far with me. But the thing that really caught my eye was this communication training, because when you think of somebody going to traditional summer music institute, you're thinking of, well, you'll work with great teachers, which you've talked about, and you'll explore different repertoire and different ways and approaches toward that. You don't think about things like speaking in public, drama, as you mentioned, June, fitness, freedom of expression, which is all part of the communication training Absolutely. That you get at the HIFITS. And what fascinates me about that is that, I'm quoting Van Morrison here, who said, music is spiritual, the music business is not. So it sounds like what you're learning here is equipping you to go out and be artists and manage yourself. How does that do that? How does the communication program do that?
In different ways. I think the first important thing is it exposes you to different things that we're not very used to. But also, it puts you out of your comfort zone. So it gives you basically more space to be comfortable eventually. We have fitness and acting. So it also helps you become a better artist in everyday life, not only on stage. Especially the fitness part is a part that we're missing a lot at school, just kind of stay healthy. So, of course, on stage, it might not make such a big difference as acting would, for example, but in our daily life, it does make a huge impact. So that's one of the interesting aspects about the communication classes is that, yes, it helps you on stage a lot, but it helps you also off the stage so much, which is, you know, very, very important for us, and we don't realize it. So it was...
Well, the fitness part, I mean, when I watched you both rehearse in the studio and also out in our lobby here at Maine Public, but it is a very physical thing to play a string instrument, whether it's a violin or a cello. And sometimes when I'm watching a cellist or a violinist, I have this feeling like I want to go up afterwards to them, give them a little massage, you know, on the shoulder. So there is there's a very physical aspect to it. So I can understand that component of physical fitness.
Right.
And then you had talked about the component, June, of drama. But there's also one about, it's called finding your voice. Tell me about that.
Public speaking is not something we're really taught, but it's something that is very important, I think, because it helps us connect with the audience, which, you know, at the end of the day, that's kind of what we do.
Exactly.
And it's beyond music. It's also, it makes more of a personal connection. But speaking in public is not easy. So the fact that we're taught that to get better at it and then basically get a better connection with the audience is very, very important. And... well, what better place to do that than a summer festival where you basically have a concert or two every day?
And then you can learn how to present your music and maybe share something about the music. Has that helped you as well, June?
Yes, absolutely. Finding my own voice. Oh, wow. That goes way back when I wondered about why I was going to school, why I need to do this, all that, all the same with the other kids in the classroom, which ended up in a thought... we're studying, we go to the school, we're trained, we gained education in order to find a fine line and also be able to be on the same page and boat where we could communicate and connect with those around us that we can't really do with words and behaviors, that we want to find like a standard basic platform where we can be all on the same page. And eventually out of school, we find a role in society and be able to live and connect and be ourselves and hopefully be a good influences to the world. And people go through school trainings, whatnot, I believe, in order to find their own voice and role in that. And for me, it was art, and I chose music and acting, I want to say. So that played a huge part in my life, and also still I'm exploring. And also,
well, the finding your voice, that could be every person on the planet's autobiography title, because that's what life is about.
Yes.
And it doesn't stop
Yes.
once you leave the HIFITS Institute.
Exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't stop once you're 10 years down the road in your music mm-hmm. career, it continues. You, both of you, will be finding your voice musically and in every other way throughout the rest of your life.
Certainly.
So this training seems to me to be such a wonderful mm-hmm. Foundation and principles that you can use throughout your life. I'd like you to talk to me a little bit about your April in Paris concerts. There's a one tonight at the beautiful Robin Hood Free Meeting House. If you've never been there, it's just absolutely gorgeous in Georgetown, Maine. And I know you two have probably been there already. Mm-hmm. So the yeah. you here is our audience. And that's tonight at 7 o'clock, and then you'll be in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. Tomorrow evening as well for another performance. And the concert is called April in Paris. So I'd like each one of you to tell me about one of the pieces on this program. I know this is a terrible thing to do, but pick one that you really particularly like and tell me why. So why don't we start with you, June?
Wow. Hard question to start with.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it? I know better, but I couldn't resist.
No, thank you for thinking of me. I want to say Ravel Trio because, as I mentioned, I love working with people and sharing in an intimate setting. We've just actually met on Monday, past Monday, and started to kind of put this gigantic piece together. And I have to say, there are still things to be straightened out and could be worked on, I mean, as usual in art. But I particularly love the atmosphere and the vibe and the colors that Ravel really try to give through this work. And I think Noemi and Carlos Avila are pianists, and we all feel that, and we're on the same page right from the get-go from there. So I am encouraged and also very inspired by our commonality in that sense, that we feel it the same and we encourage each other. We are there for each other. We support. So we make music on stage, and hopefully the audience can see how we make it instead of what we make it. So, yeah, I'm really thankful for that. I'm really looking forward to it myself.
And what about you, Noemi?
Well, it's hard to pick just one because the program is just...
It's a wonderful program.
It is. But I will go with the Debussy Sonata for cello and piano. Well, as you mentioned, I'm from Montreal, so I'm French-Canadian. So basically, the whole program is close to my roots, but especially the cello sonata, since I've been playing it since I'm 16. So
what, 2 years?
Yeah, maybe a little more than that. It's been a piece that kind of grew up with me, and I've studied it with many teachers from the Paris Conservatory. So it's a very special piece, just because, as I said, I grew up with it and I had a lot of experience. And it's also such a special piece because in the cello repertoire, you don't really find another sonata like that. It's rather short and it's full of color, It's hard to describe exactly what is different from the other pieces because basically everything that is different. But it's a wonderful piece, and I'm very excited to be able to play it.
Well, it's really a lovely program, and I know that you both are going to play something for us now. So that means you have to kind of get up and move to another location quickly. And while you do that, I'm going to let our audience know what some of the other pieces on the programs are going to be, because it's really a beautiful program. It is titled April in Paris. And you did hear me open this hour with the Fritz Kreisler Miniature Viennese March. So that will be on the program, and that will feature both June and Noemi and Carlos together. So sort of a trio version of Kreisler, which will be really delightful, and then the Debussy. You'll also hear Saint-Saëns' The Swan from Carnival of the Animals, and Debussy from Sweet Bergamasque. I'll give you a second. I wonder what that could be. You're right. It's Clair de Lune. You'll hear a Paganini Caprice featuring Carlos Avila, and then you'll hear the Saint-Saëns' Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, which is, I have to say, that's a favorite of mine. I've played that many a time on the air here. It's just such a lovely piece. And then you heard June talk about the Maurice Ravel. And then you'll hear some Piazzolla. And then I think there will be some kind of a surprise encore. So this is all shaping up to be a lovely concert, and I'll give you the details again. But you're playing the Handel Paschalia, arranged by Johann Halvorsen. So here are June Lee playing the violin and Noémie Raymond Frise playing the cello.
Thank you.
Thank you.